USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Forecasters say Isaias will remain a tropical storm and not intensify back to a hurricane. It's still heading toward the southeast coast of Florida. WFOR-TV meteorologist Lizette Gonzalez.
So we're going to be dealing with that gusty wind. Winds out of the southwest eventually for everyone, 15 to 20, gusts up to 30. In terms of rainfall, we're talking some gusty showers and some isolated brief downpours. The heaviest rain is going to remain offshore.
The storm is predicted to make landfall on Monday in the Carolinas. The military is calling off the search for 7 Marines and a sailor who went missing during a training accident off the coast of California. Their landing craft began taking on water and sank near San Clemente Island. One Marine was reported dead and two others were injured. 5 people made it back to the ship. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
The federal $600 unemployment benefit that out-of-work Americans have been relying on during the coronavirus pandemic has expired, with no replacement plan in place. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was on ABC's This Week.
In our legislation, the HEROES Act, we have a strategic plan for defeating the virus. Testing, tracing, treatment, isolation, masks, sanitation, and the rest. And we just still haven't come to agreement.
White House Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says the virus is more widespread than when it first took hold.
What we're seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. It's into the rural as equal urban areas. And to everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus. And that's why we keep saying no matter where you live in America, you need to wear a mask and socially distance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A watchdog has accused President Trump's senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller, of violating the Hatch Act and requested an investigation into his comments on Fox News. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington filed a complaint to the Office of Special Counsel alleging that Miller violated the Hatch Act when he told Fox News that presumptive Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden was stuck in a basement during an interview from the White House grounds. He said that former President Obama delivered nothing but failure and betrayal to the people of the country. Ironically, it also came in response to questions about Obama's comments on voter suppression during a eulogy he gave for the late Congressman John Lewis, which Miller called shockingly political. The Hatch Act is an ethics law that prohibits federal employees from engaging in political activities while on duty. The watchdog accused Miller of violating the Hatch Act since he mixed official government business with political views when he gave the Fox News interview. They said the Office of Special Counsel should immediately investigate the allegations. Last year, the Office of Special Counsel found that White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway repeatedly violated the Hatch Act by criticizing Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity and recommended her removal from federal service. But yet, Conway still remains in her position. For the USA Radio News Network, I'm Wendy King.